Okay, I'm back.
You are back.
Well, I'm back, and I just want to say something real quick, okay?
Do you?
Can I?
Yeah.
Well, back in the episode where you got me with the old Brody Yukon joke, right?
Yeah.
People thought, I got called out because they're like, he lied again.
Yeah.
He said he knew that guy. He worked for Red Bull, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Right? First of all, that was a mistake on my part. It wasn't a lie.
Oh.
It was a mistake.
Was it?
But then I was thinking, I was like, maybe it wasn't a mistake. I swear to God, I knew this guy.
Yeah.
I had met this person before. So I was flying back from my surf trip. I had some time to kill on the plane. So I popped on LinkedIn. I did a little digging.
Okay.
And guess who I found?
Who?
Come out here.
Whoa.
What's good, fellas?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Why don't you have a,
take a seat, dude? And you are?
Brody Yukon.
Wow.
I told you.
Wow.
He's real.
I stand corrected.
In the flesh.
What's good?
And you are a Red Bull employee.
I am. Brody Yukon. Red Bull. Yeah.
Explains the fit. I mean, look at it.
Yeah, it is. Look at the shoes, man.
Whatever, dripping, bro. Dude.
Heavy drip.
What do you do for Red Bull?
You know, just Red Bull shit. Promote. Sell the product.
Mm.
Yeah.
See?
Brody Yukon.
That's what he was doing at F1.
Oh, okay.
Promoting, selling product.
That's
a job at Red Bull. You got to do that stuff.
Yeah, you definitely do.
How's anyone going to know about Red Bull without a little promotion?
It's true.
By the way.
Yep.
You didn't even get my fucking name right.
Oh.
Oh, what?
It's Brody Sayers Yukon. Yeah.
Brody
Sayers Yukon?
Yeah. Brody says you can suck on these nuts.
Damn.
Yeah, chomp on them. Suck this dick.
Okay.
Yeah, munch them.
Now we got it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Later, boys.
Is there even a door that way?
Yeah, no, there's behind the... Yeah, do you see that?
Oh, yeah. There he goes. No one's ever exited that way before.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? This is the TNT Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website. Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer hit getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
At literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm trying to get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs, fasten your seatbelt, and get ready for debate.
That was a lot, the way he just left. Did you hear what he said right as he stepped off?
What did he say?
He just kept going. He was like, gag on him. Wrap your lips around him.
Ugh.
He said, I want him so deep that you go... Then he closed the door behind him.
Yeah, what an ass.
Yeah.
Well, he's real, though. That's what's important.
Yeah.
And you're wrong. I'm right. Brody Yukon. Also, third vacation of the month? What the fuck?
I knew you were going to be so mad.
I haven't been out of the city in a month and a half.
I know, but it's fun to say. You took a vacation before you came here.
But you say that, and then people are like, oh, wait, he does. He has been traveling. No, I haven't. I literally have not been.
Dude, I mean, there was what? You did this surf trip to where?
I was in Nicaragua.
Okay. And then there was like Cancun 3 days before that.
What? You're a fucker, dude.
Don't
lie. Wait a minute. He was in Cancun 3 days before.
And then you did the Bahamas the week before
that. No, I did it.
Yeah, you did.
The only time I've been to the Bahamas was with you.
You took that cross-Atlantic jet ski.
Damn, I did do that, didn't I? <That's, yeah. laughs> That was sick. Just gaslighting me?
Yeah.
No, damn, no. I have been traveling a lot, actually.
No, yeah, yeah. No, you yeah. said you were out there with the weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Bahamas, yeah, yeah. On a yacht.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we also have another special guest. It's the man who's done all our art for forever. He has traveled all the way here. Jim, come on out here, man. Jim. Yep. Gentle Giant. Have a seat, man.
You're huge.
Yeah.
You're way taller in person. So this is, we've actually never met Jim in person before besides yeah. yesterday.
But he's been making our art for like 4 years now.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Push the mic up to you.
Yeah, I know you've never been outside, but
you guys typically leave me in the closet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We in the art closet.
Room closet.
Broom closet. Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, art closet.
I keep asking for a bigger space, but
it's a closet that you do art in.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Come on, every animator starts out working in small space.
Yeah.
Tim Burton, you know?
Not really, no, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, Jim, I'm so pleased to know that you look like a 1970s serial killer. You rock that look well.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Gen Z Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. Jim is the genius behind this logo right here.
Yep. And the
logo you see on the shirt right there.
All our merch, the Trillionaire logo, the Brooke and Connor logo.
Yep.
Yep.
No. Yeah. No, half. That's half Cheyenne, half. Is it? Or is that just Cheyenne?
The album art.
It's Cheyenne, yeah.
Yeah.
Cheyenne.
Oh,
yeah.
Cheyenne, I'm sorry. I've completely...
Cheyenne probably did most of that logo. I just did the words, yeah.
All right. Well, Cheyenne, I apologize. That's just me enacting the patriarchy on
yeah,
women.
Exactly.
You know.
So Jim, you did most of that logo.
So you did most of that logo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice. Okay.
And what are you going to draw for us today? Are you going to draw while you're here?
Yeah. I was actually working on this astronaut. I was looking outside the window.
That was beautiful, man. Is that a collab between you and Brody?
Yeah, that's a gagstronaut if I've seen one. You really do look like Jeffrey Dahmer. Just mustache.
Yeah, I can't take it off at this point. I've been wearing it for like
yeah,
2 years
now.
Yeah,
you have to keep it. Boom.
Yeah, holy oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Damn.
I'm keeping it.
Every former Tumblr girl watching this right now is like, I kind of like this. I kind of like him.
Why is he kind of hot?
Why is he kind of sexy? Oh my God, Jim, slay me.
It's giving Jeffrey big time.
Nice, man. So are you going to draw your next victim or?
I don't know.
That was a scary answer.
Sorry.
What are you going to draw?
Whatever you guys want, I guess. I mean, I work for you technically, so.
Draw your interpretation of Jeffrey Dahmer.
All right.
You'll have to the end of the episode. This is a little fun addition of you draw, you fired.
What?
He has to finish it or he's fired.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant he draws anything and he's fired.
Yeah.
Draw for us, but if you do, you're fired.
Yeah, put that pen to paper in your can. But we would like a drawing at the end of this episode, so it's up to you how that gets done.
Okay, all right.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Yeah.
It's a great challenge for an artist.
I just feel bad that I discredited Cheyenne like that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that was fucked.
She does like all the art for Brooke and Connor's stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Right? Or no, that's Jim, actually. Yeah. So what's going on, dude?
A whole lot of...
A whole lot of what?
A whole lot of this... A whole lot of this...
love and appreciation?
No.
For me, now that I'm back?
A whole lot of this self-doubt and questioning.
Mm. Oh, okay.
You know, a whole lot of this insecurity.
Yeah, a whole lot of this therapy going on.
A whole lot of this embarrassment. whole lot of fake Rolex. That's.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. So tell me about this.
All right, so the gist of it is, and let me preface by saying I didn't add a lot of context to the story because I wasn't sure how real this thing was. Let me just start there.
Okay. To the original story.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't watch it because I turned the episode off after the vacation comment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fuck this for sure.
You gave me the silent treatment. It's too bad. You missed all of Ben's impressions of you.
Oh, no. What was he doing?
Just anytime he did something dumb, he said, I'm doing my best Cody impression.
That's fair. I'll take that. That's fair. But so what's the gist?
So the gist is, and this kind of happened while you were in the Bahamas.
Was I there?
Yeah, you were there. No. So after my last show in Boston, there's this guy. He's like waiting around for a while, probably at least an hour. I walk out there and he's like, hey, man, love the show, this and that. I'm like, for sure. He's like, listen, dude, you know, whatever. I just want you to have this. And he takes this Rolex off his wrist and he hands it to me. I don't know it's a Rolex as he's taking it off. He passes it to me. I look at it. I just see the letters ROL. I'm like, the first thing I say is this fake? And I'm like, this is fake, right? I say this a couple times. He's like, no, look, it's open the clasp. I'm like, okay. He's like, look, that's like the serial number right there, like in the clasp. And I don't know shit about Rolexes, so I kind of take it at face value. I go, oh, okay.
But you didn't ask why?
Oh, I did. I was so bewildered by the whole thing, you know? And it's, by the fifth show, I'm wasted mentally. I have like no, it's actually a very weird feeling. I just have to say, during the fifth show of every weekend, I don't know if I've told the joke already that I'm telling, because everything blurs.
Oh, yeah.
So by the time I'm walking out, like someone could be like, hey, there's a gold car outside with your name on it. I'd be like, for sure. I'd just go think it's there. And so...
So someone could easily kidnap you.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what you're saying.
Yeah.
They just have to wait till after the fifth show the weekend.
They'd be like, yo,
yo, I'm your Uber driver.
I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to get some Thai food right now.
Yo, your mom's waiting for you in this car. Oh.
Mommy?
Bet, yeah.
Mommy?
Mommy? I'm sorry. Mommy?
Yeah.
So and Cash is standing next to me. And I've repeated a lot, I'm pretty sure. I'm like, this is fake, right? This is fake. I looked to his girlfriend. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, does he do this? Like, what is going on? Then, I didn't mention this. He says the funniest thing to me. He goes, well, you know, I just graduated from Duke like Cody.
Okay.
So, you know, I think, oh, Cody's a Duke graduate. I've seen him do dumb things with money. Maybe this is real.
Okay.
And so, but I'm still like not believing this shit. So whatever, the guy leaves.
What, you did, like, you accepted this gift?
No. Sorry, I'm trying to get through it. But no, I try to like give it back.
Okay,
to him.
Good.
And he keeps going like, no, like he just will not take it. And then the girlfriend is like, I don't know. And then I kind of keep reasoning. I'm like, this has to be fake. Like, you wouldn't just give me this. And he's like, no, I. And then he like drops like the Duke thing as if to say, I have money. And then at that point.
Was that a joke or was that real?
That was real.
Okay.
He said, I graduated from, and Cash, I look over at Cash and Cash just shakes his head. And he's just like, this fucking rich asshole. Like that's like kind of what slips out. And then, yeah. So he will not take the watch back. And he's like, I don't want it. I want you to have it. Seriously. Like he says like something to the tune of like, you've like impacted my life. Like, I just want you to have it.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm sort of like, all right. So they leave. I shake his hand and they leave. We're standing around in this hotel lobby and I'm like staring at it. I'm like, what the? We're all kind of like, what the fuck just happened? And then so Tom.
Kind of sick though.
It is, but I'm still weirded out.
Yeah.
And then Tom being Tom, he's like, the fuck is going on here, man? He's like, that thing's cursed. That's from his like dead uncle or something. Like, don't fucking, we shouldn't have this. Like, he's really bugged out by it.
Okay.
And I'm staring at it in my hand. And then I'm like, this has to be fake, right? And then the five of us are kind of like, it'd be really weird to stand around for an hour to like sit there and like give me the whole like, no, you've like impacted my life just to give me a fake watch. It feels so bizarre. So we're kind of like, I guess it's real. And again, I don't know shit about Rolexes. In my mind, I'm like, oh, maybe this thing's worth a couple grand. I know they can be expensive, but I'm not thinking it's what I end up finding out it is. Hold on. So I'm standing in the lobby and I'm looking at it and I look up and he's standing in the window like watching me, waiting for his Uber. And he's like kind of chuckling and he like waves. And I like gesture it to him like, take this back.
He's like,
Yeah.
It's cursed.
Yeah.
Enjoy the curse.
Yeah. Yeah. Then he just shot up into the sky.
Yeah. That'd be so funny.
Yeah.
He's just in the window like this.
No, he was waving and then he like got slammed into the window.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't wear the watch.
Don't wear the watch.
And his eyes like rolled up in his head. And then, like, a hand started reaching through the skin in his chest.
Yeah, and you're telling Tom and Cash, and they're like, sure, dude, sure that happened. You're like, no, I just saw it.
I can see him. They're like, there's no one out there.
No one there, dude.
So when he's standing in the window and he, like, waves again, Tom, like, he had had it. He's like, give me that thing. Takes it. He, like, storms out. I just come outside, and I hear Tom. I just hear the tail end of it where Tom's like, you're making it fucking weird, dude. You're making it weird.
And he's then yelling at the guy?
Yeah, he is. And then the guy's like, oh, then I'm weird. It's fine. Give it to the bartender. Whatever makes you happy. Just, you know, just take it. And he gets in the Uber and he leaves. And Tom is standing there holding the watch and he's just shaking his head. He's like, wouldn't take it back. He's like, I don't know, man. I think that thing's bad juju. I think it's cursed. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, so then I'm like wearing it and I'm like, is it real?
Put it on?
Yeah, I put it on.
You put on a cursed watch?
Fuck yeah, I put on a cursed watch.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, so I'm...
Oh, you liked it too?
Of course I did.
Because it was cool.
Oh, he liked it.
Oh, I liked it.
Okay.
He was just twisting it all day. Like, hell just like yeah. Your little...
How could I not? All day. I'm like, this
really is a horror movie.
Yeah.
Like, something about it, you're like, I like this thing.
Yeah.
It's well...
No, I compared
I'm drawn to...
That was the biggest thing. He puts it on and goes... It fits.
Yeah.
So you're drawn to it.
No,
you feel like this compulsion to wear it.
Yeah, it's like Frodo in the Ring.
Yes.
Yeah. My little man, like the humbleness, just any bit of it I had just disappeared, yeah. And I'm like, it's my right.
Yeah.
Like, just gross. Yeah. You know. I'm pointing at people
that was
more.
A crazy impression.
I'm pointing at people more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that I have it on, I'm like, hey,
just not even subtle.
Lie on your back.
Hi, Rolex, by the way. Good to see you, Rolex.
I'll have the
yeah,
the number one.
The get them all. I'm rich.
No, I was pointing at people. Like, I'd walk down the street, I'd be like, you, lay on your back. I want to shit on your chest, you know? And then they do it. They'd be like, yes, of course. So, I'm like, I'm liking the watch. I'm like, I guess it's real. Fuck it. You know? Also, the experience we had in Boston was just very weird. Everyone there was kind of weird. And our flight got canceled. So I think I just wanted it to be real.
Okay.
Because it was like a positive thing. I'm like, fuck yeah. So now it's gone on a few days. And then I talk about it with Ben. But, you know, I'm not like saying what model I think it is because I don't really know. So then, because I knew there'd be like some watch guys that would like comment. And so I'm reading the comments and then one guy, I forget his name, but shout out to him. He leaves two specific model numbers. He's like, hey man, if that's real, it's either this or this. And I bet you that serial number comes back stolen. So then I like copy and paste the serial numbers and the eBay listings for that same watch are like $26,000 to $32,000. So I'm like, okay, at this point I'm flying to Vancouver. And I'm like, there's literally no way this is real.
Okay.
Because, like, the watch is pretty fucking rare. And if you had that, you would not just, I feel like you'd have some appreciation for it. You'd be like, yo.
Unless you graduated from Duke.
Yeah. Yeah. In which case, you're going to the Bahamas all the time and money ain't shit to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I land in Vancouver and I find a jeweler that's like 20 minutes from the airport. And I'm like, we got to go here. Like, I got to get this out of my head because if this is fake, I just need it off me. I need to be freed from this. And we take it to this jeweler and I'm thinking it's going to be a long process. I just hand it to him through his little COVID window. I'm like, yo, man, someone tried to pass this off to me as real. Can you tell me if it's fake? He just puts it in his hand. He's like, it's fake. And I say,
damn it.
And he's like, I'm 99.9% sure. I was like, yeah, do you mind just cracking open the movement and verifying? He goes, yeah, sure. He takes this thing that seriously looks like it's for walnuts, literally like busting my balls. He like puts it on the back and he goes like, and he opens it and two, he's like, yeah, it's fake. The back is plastic. And he hands it back to me. So then we walk out and I'm like, fuck. I'm like, not only was it fast, it was like someone just like sucked my dick in under 0.3 seconds. Just like, oh, oh.
Yeah.
I got yanked out of the rich people matrix.
Okay, right.
And everyone is very happy. I can feel everyone laughing.
Yeah.
Like,
that's because we were laughing.
The best thing that's happened to you. Because they knew and they felt how much I changed as a person. They were like, this is good for you. You should have never had that watch. You're a bad person. And my opener, Shad Zayed, he's just beaming at me with his stupid eyes. Just, he's so elated. Okay. He's like, I'm the happiest I've ever been. It's fake.
Yeah. Did you feel like a little bit of a doofus wearing around a fake Rolex?
Of course, yeah. But I'll hold this L publicly. I don't care.
No, because... that's fair. I fucking, for tour, when we toured, I bought some off ones that were fake.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of them. Yeah. Like three pairs or something like that.
Yeah.
And like obviously fake too.
Yeah.
And I found out after the fact and I was like, oh man, that sucks. I was wearing those around for like months.
I think it kind of goes to show like no one actually cares though.
Yeah, no, yeah. I guess that's, and the only people that do care are like major sneakerheads.
Yeah,
it's like, why am I trying to impress them?
Yeah,
I'm fucking weird. I'm kidding. I'm joking, but it did feel like a little bit of a like.
Yeah, you definitely feel like an idiot.
Yeah,
because you're like because
then you're like, I got duped.
And that's not only that, you put that shit on and like you think you're a cool person.
Yeah,
and you're not. You're a dickhead.
Yeah.
It was pretty great. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, maybe I can make a video out of this. So let's go to the Rolex store and let's have like someone there be like, yeah, that's fucking fake. So he goes to the Rolex store and I'm like, yo, man, I'm pretty sure this is fake. I was just wondering if you could just verify that for me. And I didn't know this. He's like, the guy goes, stop filming. We don't authenticate in store. I'm like, what? I'm like, you fucking sell the shit. And he's like, nah, we don't have the expertise to authenticate it.
Can you just tell me it's fake for the fucking camera, please?
Yeah.
Just tell me it's just...
Yeah. Yeah, he wouldn't play ball. So what I did do is I like pretended I wanted to buy one and I found like a similar watch with the same bezel. And I'm like, oh, can I try that on? And I just wanted to twist the bezel to get the feeling immediately. Like as soon as I held the real one, I'm like, oh yeah, this thing is...
So what, it was heavier?
It's just everything, the construction of it, the material, like it's so apparent when you hold them side by side.
Yeah.
The main thing is like the bezel, like the color, there's like an anti-scratch finish that they put on it and that is very clearly not on the fake one.
Okay.
So then it just becomes my fidget spinner for 3 days as I just get over the fact that it's like
because fake. You can't give it away.
Huh?
Because something about it.
No, I actually...
Coming back, you wake up and it's on. And you're like, what the...
Yeah.
Didn't I give this to the guy yesterday?
I threw it out my window. I went to take a piss. It was wrapped around my dick.
Whoa!
Yeah. And it's just
what the hell? Yeah. Yeah, it's a countdown.
Yeah. And then when I move my massive dick out of view of the toilet, that the kid who gave it to me is drowning in the toilet. He's like, oh my God. Then I'm wrestling it off my huge dick. I'm like, no, get off. Yeah, so, you know, it's fake.
So I don't understand what the fuck, what is this weird prank? Did the kid not know it was fake?
Probably. That's what I think. I think he just thought it was real this whole time.
No, I think he knew.
And so why did he do that?
I don't know.
Because he's weird?
I maybe thought it'd be funny.
It's not funny.
It is funny.
It has provided a lot of...
It is objectively funny. It's hilarious. We
talked about it now.
To give,
for 20 minutes on this episode.
Well, to give someone a watch and then just see them very publicly believe that it's real, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's something I would do.
Yeah, maybe it is kind of big brain.
It's so funny. And what's even funnier is I had to upload a YouTube video where I wore it after I knew that it was fake. And I think that was the funniest part of it.
Wait, you were wearing it in the video?
In a video. Yeah.
Which one?
The one I just posted.
Bring that up. I gotta see it.
Just mute it. I just don't want to hear my voice.
Yeah, mute it. I gotta see it on the wrist. I gotta see you being like, it's weird DMs.
Oh yeah,
episode seven.
That's 1,000% what it is.
Just waving it in front of the.
Yeah, yeah.
Now this one's a.
Yeah.
Weird DM.
No, I was like, make sure you like and subscribe.
What's up?
Check this weird DM. Please mute my voice. Just skip to like.
Just scrub around.
It starts waving.
Yeah, when do you start flailing the wrist around?
Maybe I don't do it that much.
Is that the new couch, Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thanks, dude.
Love that.
Oh, it's not really.
Flail that.
I could have sworn
that off, bro.
I thought I was whipping it out. I was pretty sure.
That shit off.
I guess it's not there. Rip. Oh, it's making an appearance.
Come on.
Oh, I guess I. Weird.
Damn. Maybe they punched in.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah.
No, actually, the sheer weight of it kept driving my hand back to my dick. Oh, there we go. It makes an appearance at 241. It shows up.
There it is, yeah.
I'm pointing. Yeah, there he is. Doing some pointing.
Not quite as blatant as I would have liked, but.
Yeah. So, I got. It's funny, though. I don't feel bad for two reasons. One, like, I don't know shit about watches. And then when I initially Googled it, the range was so wide that I was like, I don't know, maybe got it for a couple grand. And like, he just doesn't care about money. I could see that. Maybe he's crypto rich. I texted people about it and then they're like, it's probably crypto, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, that could be a feasibility.
Yeah, but nowadays, I don't think he'd be giving away any assets.
No. This is before the big crash.
Okay. Well, what do you mean? This was last weekend, right?
No. 2 weekends ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's been fucked for like a month now. But I mean, it's getting bad.
Yeah, we can talk about it in a second. But I also want to say rappers get caught up with, fake bust down APs and stuff.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
As for someone who's just a complete idiot in the realm of watches, I don't feel too badly. Like, it was given to me. And I'm like, I guess it's real.
Do you like watches? Like, do you want to get one?
Eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't deny that. My ego is so fragile that when I found out it was fake, I was like, maybe I just buy one and save face real quick. Just get the cheapest one here.
And pretend that it's the same one?
Yeah, just try
and
to
not tell anyone?
Yeah, it's like a rose gold one for women. And yeah. I'm like, no, yeah. What are you talking about?
This is the one he gave me?
Yeah, he gave this to me. So I went back to my roots, $100 Casio.
Nice.
I think this is where I belong.
Oh. You okay? Okay. What do you? Jim is using the pencil sharpener. Does that thing actually work?
Oh yeah, it works.
Yeah, but you gotta screw it in.
Oh, I don't know. We don't do a lot with pencil here. Us.
We got a pencil sharpener.
Well, I know. Why do we have that again?
When Cash just zoomed in on that, it was a reference you made. But I know when Cash just zoomed in on that. Someone out there was like, oh, I hope he grinds my brains like that in a butcher shop.
Yeah.
I hope he cuts
Please
me up into pieces and
run
grinds
me through
my
a
brain.
Meat grinder like that. I want to be made into sausage.
Hey, guys. Hey, before we get on some boring tangent about crypto money slaughter. Okay. Have you started Love Island yet?
Yes.
Dude, okay. I'm only on episode 1 or 2. But I was crying laughing when the girl, Gemma, goes, hi, I'm Gemma, I'm 19. That was like, ear rip.
What?
I was dying laughing.
What?
I was fucking around with Cash in. Imagine two dudes in the villa, and one of them's like, yeah, I like Gemma, she's like a bit of me. It's like, yeah, what you mean, what you like about her? Hey, she's just young. Or like in spirit. No, like numbers, like in age.
Wait, someone actually said that?
No.
Oh, just you're just like, you're just like just, yeah.
Like, dude, just some dude being like,
she's a teenager. Oh, what?
I like that she's a teenager. Yeah, she like young. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to ruin it for you, but it gets weird.
I'm sure it does.
And so she's like the daughter. Are you caught up? Yeah. She's the daughter of some like rich soccer player, I guess. Some famous soccer player.
Even weirder.
Well, and people are pissed because like they're making the show all about her.
Oh, so
not only is she like way younger than anyone else on the show.
They're trying to gas her up for
social
media.
But they're like, she's the center of it.
Yeah.
So everyone's kind of like, did he like pay the
producer?
How much money did he put into this show or something to make his daughter famous, basically? Because
ew.
It's just turning into like the Gemma show. It's really weird.
Ew. That's so weird.
Yeah.
I would like to make my teenage daughter very famous.
No, that's the guy that That's the guy.
The Herculean guy.
Yeah.
Well, fucking. There's like this niche joke that Spock and our other buddy Amon keep making about like an off-brand Mario brother just named Keith, like Keith Mario. And I was joking that he's Keith Mario.
Yeah.
So then we're just saying, like, imagine him in the one-on-ones where they're like, maybe you know my brother. He had he's a race car driver sometimes. Other times he liked to party. And he fight a big dinosaur or something.
Yeah. He liked to jump on a mushroom.
A very long time ago, he fight a big monkey. That's Amon's joke.
Wait, what?
Amon made that joke. Eco-produced pacemaker, dude. We were crying last night.
That's hilarious.
A long time ago, he fight a big monkey.
He has save a princess.
Yeah.
He have a bad bitch.
He have a lot of experience in a castle. But everybody think I you know, they can talk to me because of my brother. Because he's a very good race car driver. He race dinosaur and all kind of other. Sometimes he do a plumbing. He like a go kart.
Like eat a mushroom. Get big.
Yeah.
He grow.
And nobody believe, but sometimes he put a fire from his mouth.
Yeah. He like to jump in a tube.
Yeah.
You ever, what? You ever like to go in a pipe?
He
and
go down. He go down the toilet and kill the dinosaur.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
What are you saying?
Yeah, dude, that guy is so funny, man. But never mind, I'm here to find a girlfriend. Yeah.
I'm here to find my Princess Peach.
Some dude steals her from him. You're like the big dinosaur. I call my brother. He come to here and he kill you. He need a mushroom and a fireball. He jump on your head 3 times. You're dead. Yeah, man. Yeah, this new season is. I was
my
just
other brother Luigi.
Yeah,
he does a fentanyl. What?
We have a cast and his name is Awario.
Waluigi,
he's a drug dealer.
Yeah. And Waluigi,
he get
piece of shit.
They get Luigi addicted to fentanyl.
Oh, that's sad. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, he's really struggling. Oh.
He always outside the castle like, Bowser, please give me a $5. I need to get a fentanyl now.
He wear a green shirt. Oh. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
No, Gemma's just sitting there like, yeah, right, that's nice.
Oh, by the way, she's a bitch.
She's very not nice. She is.
She is. She's so mean. Yeah. She's so mean.
The dickhead.
It's wild.
Yeah. Major. That's so weird, dude. That's so weird to be an accomplished athlete and your daughter's like, I want to be Love Island.
You know what she reminds me a lot of, me and Kelsey, is Veruca Salah or whatever from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Daddy.
Yeah.
I want to be on Love Island.
Yeah. And he's like,
yes. They look the same too.
Yeah.
Daddy, I want to be famous. I want brand deals.
Yeah.
Dude, the one dude, oh, you haven't seen this far yet, but I'll just ruin this for you.
Sure.
One of the guys just leaves, which always seems to happen now.
Yeah.
Like the first week, some dude's like, this is not for me. No, he just was like, I'm not really getting good vibes, so I'm just going to dip.
Which dude is it? Wait,
Liam.
Let me guess.
Yeah. He's a nice guy.
I think he left. I think his soul got crushed.
Because like none of the girls were into him.
And when she, Gemma, chose Big Man. Yeah.
Yeah. I think like for the Italian guy to come in, clearly like leagues hotter than the rest of the dudes.
Pretty emasculating.
And for him to just get shit on like that.
Well, and it didn't help that she was just super, you know, he was like, he was like a Labrador in there. He's like, I just want to see what the vibe is, maybe what you're feeling.
Yeah, yeah, he's like a little bit too nice.
And then she's like, I think you should get stuck in an elevator and it should fall down 100 stories and you should die.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like,
oh.
Right, yeah, no, I like you too, yeah.
Yeah, 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 that's exactly what it's
yeah,
like.
Yeah, so I'm going to leave. And then he went in that pink Jeep and just drove it off a cliff.
I searched it on Twitter, like Liam something, Love Island, and someone was like, I knew that dude was gay. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
That's why he's leaving, for sure.
Yeah, mate, you know what? I just feel like maybe I don't get along with any of the girls here, so I'm just going to head out.
Ha, I knew you were gay.
That guy likes penis, man, for sure. Guy like me, I'd stay in there. I'd battle it out. Yeah, yeah. I just thought how I wish I could, like, I was telling Alina, I would love to be on that show, but not compete at all. Just, like, be in the corner, like, talking about go-karts.
Yeah, yeah.
Distinctly smaller than everyone else, just, like, looking like a child. No, would you like to go for a chat?
Nah.
And I'm just, like, on the phone. I'm like, sorry, Scooza World Pro.
Yeah, yeah.
It's round 4 in Utah. Give me a second. Just my phone just going,
How do you have internet? Oh, I didn't. I saved all these videos, offlined them before I got to the villa. So,
oh, that's cool.
No, I worked out a deal with the producer so that I get to watch all go-kart races internationally.
You're wearing like just Beats the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Noise canceling.
Just an iPad. You want to
go for a chat?
just grown iPad kid, bro.
What? Do you want to go for a chat? Oh, no.
And I'm severely afraid of getting sunburnt. Yeah. So I have like the big floppy hat with the zinc line down the center. Yeah, zinc. Sunglasses.
White zinc.
T-shirt in the pool. Yeah. Long sleeve. Sitting on the edge looking at my iPad.
The UV index is really high today. You guys should cover up.
You know, the ozone's burned out over here in South Africa. It's very dangerous.
Wow, it's on fire. You guys not concerned at all?
I just make it to the end, cause just as the friend couple.
Yeah.
Well, no, like he doesn't say much, but like he's quite nice and he's okay to sleep with. I'm just under a blanket in the fucking living room.
Are you making a pillow wall
between
you and the girl? All right, this is my side. That's your side. Don't come on my side, or I'm gonna be really mad.
Full face sleeping mask. With just a hole for the mouth.
Sleep apnea mask.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. CPAP machine. No, mate. Do you mind turning that off? I will die.
Well, light goes on in the morning. Yeah. How'd you all sleep? Yeah. Samantha was farting the whole night.
I was getting in my CPAP machine. I couldn't stop smelling her musty farts.
Did you have a good sleep? Did you guys have a little cuddle? No, she was farting the whole night. She stunk.
No, just something like, I would have liked to, but her breath stinks from the fish we ate last night. I don't think she brushes her teeth. I brush my teeth. Not hard enough.
That's what it's going to be if they keep casting younger people. Yeah,
just a 10-year-old. Yeah, bro. I just kept imagining this image of like all these hot, stupid people being like, "Oh, you won't fuck in the bed," and just in the corner, some guy just. What's up with him?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, she young. She's young.
Yeah.
Spit me right there.
You still drawn?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Let me see some progress. Screen. Yeah. Don't show the camera.
Don't show the audience yet, but let's see.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Holy fuck.
Wow. That's a sick self-portrait.
That's
man.
A self-portrait for sure, yeah. Right?
No, that's...
That looks exactly like you.
You said serial killer. I'm just drawing a serial killer.
Okay, at the beginning of the bonus, we have to give him something...
Something different?
Really twisted to draw.
All the Love Island people combined.
Perfect.
With at least 6 eyes in their head.
Yeah. That's perfect.
I'm trying to think. Go ahead.
Just at the end of this episode, once we reveal his drawing, we will be selling it as an NFT. So
the starting bid is $1 billion. We have to pay back all our debts that we now...
All of our, we got margin called.
Yeah. We have to pay back all the debts we incurred from crypto.
Yeah, we're in hot water right
now. Sorry. I wrote two things when I was watching the first two episodes. First of all, way more feet shots.
No way, really?
Yeah.
I haven't noticed that.
I was dying laughing. Like, the editing on that felt so funny. It'd just be like someone smiling and then their feet.
Really?
It felt like a Tim and Eric edit. It was just like so much like feet.
Okay.
Like, whoever's editing is like, yeah, let's make this as weird as possible.
Damn, I'll keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, and then when the dude sucked India's finger.
Yep.
I was crying laughing at all the other guys being like, yo. And I kept picturing like, what if he just got on his knees? Just took her finger and just went
sucking
just
it.
Just crazy. Yeah. Just two hands just way too long. Everyone's like,
it didn't even say, it said like, kiss it, didn't it?
Yeah, kiss.
Kiss her finger.
Yeah. I was just crying at the visual of all the dudes being like, yo, you just.
He just takes it and just jams it down his throat.
His whole fist. Yeah. That part was hilarious.
Yeah. Besides Gemma, I like the cast.
Yeah, they all seem.
Yeah, they all seem like.
Even.
Yeah, they're pretty charismatic. Fun to watch.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My bad. Go ahead. My bad. Just thinking of weird names.
Yeah.
We got off the plane in Vancouver and hold on. There are people waiting. Yeah, I know. There are people holding up signs for people. I couldn't believe the first name we saw.
No.
It was actually the second name. No. These are real. No, swear.
You're gonna get
on Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
No. They're not.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
These nuts? No.
The first one is Richard Clout.
Okay.
So I'm laughing, Dick Clout. Like,
yep.
The second one.
That's a solid name.
Yeah.
That's a porn star name right there.
The second one, on Jesus Christ, Ernest Poppers.
No way.
Ernest Poppers, dude. Yeah. Just Ernest Poppers. All three of us walked by that. We're like, nah. Like, they're next to each other. Like, Dick Clout. Or Richard Clout and Ernest Poppers.
No
way. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, man.
Holy hell.
Yeah. So good.
That's so good. Ernest Poppers.
Ernest Poppers. Mr. Poppers, would you care for a drink? Oh! Sorry. Just hitting him on the plane. Oh!
You ever done Poppers?
No. Are they is like dust off?
No. No. It's not dust off. It's something that you smell. I don't know what it is, but it's not dust off. Although what did you say? It's not bath salts. It's something, it's like Imodium or something like that. No, that's smelling salts. Poppers is.
Go to images so I can see, but hopefully no prolapsed asses.
Yeah. It's just this like little container of shit.
Oh.
It's kind of sick.
Really? That's it? Oh. What the? Oh, okay. I see. I see what you mean by Imodium now.
Yeah.
that image is so good.
That's how you do them.
I know, but just like, yeah. Where the fuck was this? Just some club in Liverpool. Hey, hit that fucking popper for my camera real quick. Yeah, sure. Fucking hell.
Oh, fucking loopy.
Yeah, fuck. Mate, I'm proper fucked right now. My asshole is fucking loose.
You sound like Patty the Batty.
I'm fucking shitting it. What's wrong, mate? I've done poppers. I've never done a fucking popper before. My fucking asshole is just leaking, mate.
It's flapping around.
Flapping around. It's talking, mate.
Yeah.
It's whispering to me. I can hear it. It's like, fuck. All this food is coming out now.
Oh, my God. That's so
gross. Yeah, that's what they do. That's the effect.
Yeah.
You do them and you just shit.
That's what I've heard. It makes your ass way loose.
I didn't noticeably feel my asshole loosen.
When were you doing
poppers?
You
weren't doing them while having sex, I assume.
So. What?
You weren't doing them while having sex.
No, I wasn't. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, no.
I was doing them in a bar like that, actually. I did them exactly like that.
What does it make you feel?
I was pretty drunk, but I think it was, I just was like, well, it kind of felt like half of a whippet, sort of.
Got it. Well, like a gay man told me that they're used before sex sometimes.
No, I know. Yeah, I know that. It was a gay guy who gave it to me.
Oh, he gave it to you.
And then he gave it to me. No. Yeah, he was just like, I was like, are those poppers? He was like, yeah. You know, he said it like gayer than that. I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Go ahead, joking. Do it.
No, but he was like, yeah. And I was like, can I try some? He's like, yeah, sure. And so I just.
And then you turned gay.
Oh, for fuck's sake, my asshole. Oh, shite.
You hit it, and then when he was hitting you from the back. He's like, fucking hell, mate.
Your arsehole is so loose.
It's talking to me, bruv. It's talking to me.
Wait. Do you want to do that, like, TJ Mag bit that we were doing yesterday?
Yeah. I feel shitty. You know, shout out to Brian J. Alvarez. Funniest guy on TikTok.
He's incredible, truly.
Top five funniest people on TikTok. Hysterical dude. characters kill me. I was just, if you're not familiar, go look it up. You know, the man shopping at TJ Maxx. Anyway, if you don't get this reference, I'm sorry, you're a fucking loser. But
he's blowing up right now. All these like celebrities that he
yeah.
Of course, I would say that. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, nice dude.
Dude, so jealous, man.
Yeah, that's
all these celebs he's filming with.
I've been watching him since before I knew he was fucking famous. All right, I like him for him.
Same.
Yeah, okay.
No, I was like, fucking, I got into him.
Oh, you just happened to bring him up after he sells a TV show? All right, dude.
No, we talked about him before.
I'm joking. No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't, dude. You told me yesterday, you were like, look at this guy. I think he's funny now.
Today.
Because he sold a TV show.
Yeah, you see that video he did with Joe Jonas?
Yeah, I did.
That's why I think he's funny now.
Yeah, right.
No, he filmed with Joe Jonas. He filmed with Reese Witherspoon.
Mm.
Like, people, he's blowing up. People are.
Yeah, deservedly.
Yeah, no, definitely deservedly. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious characters. And his most, like, iconic one
is the
TJ Maxx guy.
Well, I was just dying laughing at the idea of dark, you know, like, the darker version of that shit where he's just like, my wife is mad at me because I put a bomb in the Target.
Blew up the baby section.
So now she's mad at me.
I got the phone looking up pictures of dead animals.
Now she's upset because I want to run over a chicken.
That's how we're gonna make chicken wing.
Now there's blood on the car. Yeah. You know, speaking of violent thoughts, I had another violent thought. I was playing Angry Birds on the plane.
What?
Yeah, it was in the headrest.
Actually?
Yeah, it was in the headrest.
Okay.
Because there's no Wi-Fi. Okay. I didn't have shit on my phone.
Okay.
So I'm like, I guess I'm going to be an iPad kid.
Yeah.
And it's really funny playing Angry Birds while the plane is just, you can't really play.
Right.
So I'm just kind of like staring at the art. Like,
I wonder if the flight attendant came around, if she was like, wow, you're the first person to ever play that.
No, I wasn't.
Are you? Holy shit.
There was
an 8-year-old beside you.
No, there was progress on my headrest from like the previous player.
Oh, really?
Which was me on the flight over there.
Yeah, yeah.
I requested the same plane so I could pick up where I left off. So I'm playing and I'm like, I start like laughing at myself. I'm like, does anyone, I always go to like, I think Future is just like one of the coolest people in existence. So I always like think about, I basically asked myself, what would Future do? And I started laughing, picturing Future playing Angry Birds on an airplane.
Yeah.
Just like all his like fucking jewelry, just like he's Future and he's just. And so, and then I'm kind of staring at the art and I start thinking, like, this game is kind of dark. Like, it's just like a bunch of bricks falling on pigs.
Right.
And then I just started thinking of like a true to life Angry Birds.
Oh God.
like a small bird in a slingshot. Like, just like sent at a piece of wood and it falls over.
Live
and
action.
And it just knocks over a fucking tower of bricks and they just fall on a small pig. Just so Jeffree Star's house.
Yeah, yeah. That's a Mr. Beast video right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Today, guys,
we're playing Angry Birds
in
for real
life.
Yeah, just a chicken in a fucking, like those watermelon slingshots.
Yeah, yeah.
Just three people. One, two. I told this shit to Spock, and Amon, and Spock was like, yo, yeah, imagine they just put a firecracker on one.
Oh, God.
Just tie it to the bird. Just.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Goes up super high and then straight down to the ground.
Yeah, it doesn't even make
it. Yeah.
Oh, well. Then they push over a block of ice onto a pig. just horribly violent. We stacked up 300 bricks.
Yeah.
And we'll see if this small baby pig can survive all our attacks.
What's up, YouTube kids?
Yeah.
It's us. Yeah. Back with Angry Birds in real life.
Bunch of kids in the airport just.
Yeah, yeah.
Watching bricks fall onto small animals.
Meet our little cute pig, Corkscrew.
Yeah. We named him after his dick. Now my wife is mad at me because I play Angry Birds for real.
But in real life.
Because I like when the brick falls on the pig.
I explode the pig.
It's crazy how dedicated I am, how engaged I am with these characters that he does.
Like, yeah.
This is the whole storyline.
The universe.
Him and his wife, the universe.
It's awesome.
It's really incredible. This is him right here. Go follow him if you don't already.
Yeah, Brian Jordan Alvarez, man.
Yeah, click that one. The Australian. No, the one with the small head. This is my favorite, I think.
New York.
This must be the best Australian accent.
A pretty well-known lifting competition called the New York City and New York State Lifters and Trainers Session Lifting lifting competition. And such an honor to be here because it's such a small group. It's like eight of us, some of the biggest lifters in the world. And Vardy, of course, is here cheering me on. And I just wanted to say, if anybody's in New York and they want to lift a couple of heaps, kilos,
heaps of kilos,
me up. I've got weight plates. I've got barbells, dumbbells. Basically, a whole mobile gym here. So love you guys and cheer for me at the performance, please. At the competition, you know what I mean. All right, bye guys.
God. Yeah, that comment nails it. Most believable Oz accent. It really is. It's like the best one I've seen. Better than most Australians, actually.
TikTok. Yeah.
His wife is crazy too.
So, what else is new?
I mean, there's so much going on, dude.
Yeah, dude. Have you heard about iOS 16?
Oh,
what's going on with that?
Oh, who fucking cares? That's what.
What
I
you
said.
Weren't watching the live stream from WWDC? This
no,
year?
No, definitely I did.
You did. So, yeah. What was your favorite part? What was your favorite part?
The whole thing. I was just clapping the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
How do we still give a shit about any technology?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Yeah, that's it. You just mic drop.
Who cares? Who fucking cares? Their phones, they do a lot of things. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't think there's been a single good feature.
No.
In the last 10 years.
Yeah.
What's been a good feature that you liked? Stickers? You know, that's it.
No. I you know what? I like that new emoji that blows smoke. That's like, whoo. I like that one.
Okay.
That's a good feature.
That's it. That's a probably, little picture.
Yeah, that's the only one.
I like the little picture.
Yeah. Do you remember how, like, when I was going through, like, organizing my shit yesterday, and I was, like, going through the, you know, the one box of important shit
Do you have the same box? I have a shoe box. It's just I've had it for 20 years. Just everything since I, or 10 years, I guess. Everything since I, you know, moved out of my house and went to college.
Yeah.
14 years. And it's just that one box is everything that's like important. Every medal I get from a marathon or something, I put in that one box.
Are you asking me if I'm sentimental?
No, I'm just saying I feel like dudes don't, like, it's just one box usually.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
I throw out most shit. But I was going through that one box yesterday and I had the first iPhone was in there.
Oh, sick. What'd you do with it?
Nothing. I just
looked at it.
Held it.
Yeah.
But it's just incredible. Like the feeling I got when I looked at it and I was like, God, this unlocked just like a whole world.
Mm-hmm. It's actually really, I think the funniest part about technology is how wildly depressed all of Gen Z will be in about 3 years. Cause they've done everything.
Yeah.
You know, like, all the apps and shit they have that like expedite everything for them, how to make, like, they're, every Gen Z kid is doing, they're everything, right? I'm a director, I'm a music artist, I'm a this or that, because they have tutorials, they can just do everything. They're going to hit 23 and be like, there is literally nothing left except opioids.
Jesus Christ.
What? They will have done everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I went through like a Yeet period. I was just like rapping on Yeet type beats. I was putting on little shows and shit. It was whatever.
Yeah.
Then I pivoted to drop shipping and like I made a bag, but like I don't want to do that for the rest of my life.
And what kind of like technological advancements do they get? It's Web3, which is already, everything's been done before. Yeah. They're just redoing it on the blockchain. It's nothing new, right? For us, it was like the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Everything unlocked this whole world of like, oh my God, wait, there's, you can get info.
Yeah.
Whenever, and you can call people and whatever. That was, everything was new. You couldn't do that before.
Yeah.
How to build a bomb. Exactly. And now it's just like,
that was like the big thing. Remember that? Like Googling how to build a bomb. That was like the risk. Everyone did that in high school, right?
I don't. Planning. What do you mean the big thing?
That was like the big thing.
For you, maybe.
It was a big thing when it blew up. No, I remember that being like at least in junior high and high school, it was like the funny, risky thing to look up.
It's no, like, I remember there was like a PDF or something, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was like, it was like a
called
fad.
Something.
Yeah.
It was like
the Anarchist Cookbook.
Yes, 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 yes. Nice, Luke. You're on a fucking list. The Anarchist Cookbook.
Just out of nowhere.
All right, man.
The Anarchist Cookbook.
Yeah, we feel safe on this ship.
Jesus.
Yeah, my favorite part was...
Yeah, yeah.
Which edition do you guys speak of?
What? There's multiple?
Yeah.
So, no, but that's what I mean. It's like we went from like reading books and that's it and playing outside to oh, now you can go... All you got to do is type like a sentence into a thing and you can learn how to build a bomb.
Yeah.
That's an incredible leap.
Yeah.
Now it's like, what is it? Now it's...
Now it's
iOS 16 will allow users to edit messages.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm already editing messages on my secure chat app that's connected to the blockchain. I learned about it through TikTok. I found this super secret Discord that I got an invite to this app. They're just doing... that's the funny part. They're doing too much. Also, it just makes some of these things just look behind.
Yeah.
You know, like some of these iOS updates, it's like, where was this like 5 years ago?
Yeah.
We've already lived life without it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun and depressing. But what else can iOS 16 do?
Yeah, let's go through some more features.
Maybe it drains more battery life.
Unsend text messages.
Sick, dude.
Whoa.
Yeah, that seems really cool. Is that it? Oh, that's the cool part?
Play that video. Let's see what Craig's up to.
Three of the most highly requested features to messages. First, have you ever sent a message only to immediately realize you didn't quite say what you intended? Well, no worries.
Yeah, hey, that's every TikTok. Have you ever sent a message? Nope. You ever sent a message? Nope. And it's a 18-year-old deadlifting 605.
Yeah.
You seen that kid?
No.
What is his name? Hold on, I follow him on TikTok. He's like a gigantic 18-year-old. No, like actually. He like shans.bruh. He's 20 years old. He's from New Zealand. Stop playing with me, boy, you Maori. He has a viral, one of his like viral TikToks. It's like, have you ever received a message from a girl? And he goes, no. And he goes, I gym. And then it's just, yeah. Scroll down a little bit. I got the link. Yeah. Let me find it. Yeah. Wait. Shit. Scroll down. I have 5 brain cells. Let them do what they're supposed to do. Scroll down some more. That one, bottom left, that girl's face.
Yeah.
Wait, run it back.
Have you ever gotten a Snapchat from a girl?
Never. Never. I gym.
And he's rowing 405.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. Okay, now get out of this. Now let's go to the one with no audio so we don't get copyright claimed. Go to the one next row up all the way to the right. Yeah, 405. And he just yank. Kid's 20. This is what I mean when I say I work out in like other states and I see kids like him in the gym. I'm like, I'm just going to buy a fucking Gatling gun.
Yeah. I wanted to feel how heavy it was. Turns out it wasn't that heavy.
Yeah. Turns out I can do 800.
Yeah.
Sick, man. Yeah, so shout out to Shans, bro.
Yeah, wow. iOS 16 is wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever sent a message? Never.
Never.
I gym. Yeah, what other features we got? Let's get the other two features. You know, end it on a high note.
Because now you can edit any message
you
just
sent. Gabe, you were supposed to say Gabe.
I would have kept it, babe. Yeah.
Second, have you ever wished...
Hey, babe, can you suck my nuts? Sorry, Gabe.
What is this highlight?
That message at all? Well, good news. Now you have undo send. So you can
did you send a weird, desperate message and she ghosted you? Well, good news.
Did you double text? Now you can undo that.
Like a fucking loser? Did you send a super cuck message?
This is, yeah. Every dude down horrific is like, thank God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God.
Recall a recent misfire. And finally, you can now mark any thread as unread, a perfect tool if you don't have time to respond in the moment and want to be sure to come back to a message later.
All of these features are just enabling people to not have commitment.
Yeah.
If you're going to double text, like just...
It's done.
I think double texting is one of those things that you need to go through that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have the ability to retract it.
Yeah.
You need to like hold that fucking L and experience that.
Yeah, yeah. How are you supposed to learn from your mistakes?
Yeah.
If you can just undo your mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah, you're more and more.
That's deep.
It is deep.
There's levels to that.
Yeah.
You know?
That's something you thought of in the Bahamas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how did I get there?
Intercontinental
learning
jet ski.
Learning from my mistakes.
Yeah.
And a jet ski.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think this is bad. I don't think these are bad features.
I mean, no one is like really giving a shit about an iOS update since like iOS 4.
No, but...
But you know what's crazy? I used to watch that broadcast like religiously when it was my job.
Yeah.
This was like the highlight of my year. Ooh. Is that shit. And I even went to that conference one time. We've talked about that before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I went there. Traveled there with my coworkers.
Yeah.
And we went to talks.
The tech mecca?
Yeah.
Making your fucking pilgrimage?
Yeah.
I'm going to go see him.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Jobs. I'm going to go see him, our creator, Steve.
Yeah, pretty much. It was basically like that. It was crazy. And we would like go to a talk where they would, the guy who wrote the API that we wanted to learn about would give the talk. And then afterwards, we would all like sit down and try to figure out how to use it.
Mm.
And there'd be like people that, you know, like Apple employees that would come around, like engineers that would like help you use the API. It was pretty wild.
Cultish.
Yeah. Not really. I mean, sort of. Not really.
Not really, but in a way.
It was honestly kind of cool for an engineer.
Yeah. No, it's 100%.
To have like first access to new technology like that.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. Like they were like, this is when they were doing APIs, like first using the accelerometer.
Yeah.
And like GPU stuff with the camera, like the first time that you could, I don't know, use like instant filters on video and stuff like that. I don't know. It's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't really use filters because I'm hot, but it's like,
yeah,
it's fine.
That's fair.
It's funny to think that that's like what's going on in the background, but then it's just people being like,
yeah,
these suck. We're pushing the limits of technology. The way we're able to capture data in real time and implement filters in front of the
Well, what do you got, Jim? Let's see it.
All right. I hope you guys like it. It's
What's that? What are you saying?
Oh, it says
you say
it. It's you.
Sorry for cutting your head off.
What did he say?
Damn, sorry for cutting off your head.
That's what I
said. Damn.
Sorry, I just
shit my bad.
Straight up murdered you.
Could I get some head? Sorry.
Yes, I can. All right. All right. No. Jim's going to draw something else in the bone zone. tune into the bonus, baby. We're back. Unhinged.
TMGstudios.tv.
This week on the bone zone.
The body doesn't give out. Oh, I feel so bad for all the crypto boys that are just down bad right now.
What's the like, Gen Z version of Cool Beans? It's giving.
Can I get a raise?
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.